Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me though is my co-host, Lakith Pieris. I was very anxious yesterday, in all honesty, looking forward for the finals of the Indian Premier League in the women's section. I assure you, I was not disappointed. And for those of you who watched the game, the finals yesterday, I'm sure none of you would have been disappointed. What a wonderful grand final we witnessed yesterday. Delhi Capitals were put into bat and they made a fantastic score. In fact, a very competitive score and the highest, I was told, in a final of a WIPL in the history of the game. Now then, the Delhi Capitals, led by Jemima Rodrigues, made 203 for 4 wickets. Lizelle Lead, 37 in 30 deliveries. Shafali Varma made 20. Laura Woldoot of South Africa, the South African captain, 44. And Jemima Rodrigues, what a brilliant 57. She looks a great batter. And Chenally Henry from the West Indies, 35 in just 15 deliveries, 4 boundaries and 2 massive sixes. So 203 for the loss of 4 wickets. One thought at an intermediate time that Delhi Capitals would get to only about 185. But Chenally Henry, the West Indian batter, came and made a world of difference at the back end. And her quick fire 35 helped the Delhi Capitals to go up to 203-4. Now, RCB, what a super effort. 2 balls to spare. They made 204 for the loss of 4 wickets and they are crowned the champions of WIPL for the second time for the year 2026. Smriti Mandana came out with her best performance. She made 87 runs in 41 deliveries, 12 boundaries and 3 huge sixes. Look at the strike rate though, 212.20. Georgia Wohl, the Aussie, made 79 of 54 deliveries with 14 boundaries. And the partnership was the highest ever, the second wicket partnership between Smriti Mandana, the captain, and Georgia Wohl, 163. It is a fantastic performance by Royal Challengers Bangalore. They have won the men's IPL as well as champions. And now they've won the women's IPL as well. So Smriti Mandana, congratulations to you and your team. Excellent performance. The queens of cricket, I dare say, winning the IPL for the year 2026. Now, the cash award for the winners was 6 million crore Indian rupees, and that went to RCB. And Delhi Capitals were awarded 30 million as runners-up. The orange cap was won by Smriti Mandana, who made 377 runs in total. The purple cap for the best bowler, Sophie Devine of New Zealand, for her 17 wickets. And the player of the tournament also went to Sophie Devine. So plenty of cash awards in this tournament. But it's not the monetary benefit, but the competition itself was extremely tough. Mumbai Indians will regret that they just couldn't get anywhere close to the finals. They had a very competitive side, but unfortunately, I reckon on hindsight, they were completely undone by better teams this season. But we also have some T20 warm-up games that were played yesterday. New Zealand just about scraped through, beating the United States of America by 7 runs. New Zealand batting first made 208 for 7. And the USA came out with a sterling performance, 201 for 8. Are they sending any messages? Well, tell you what, this could be quite an interesting World Cup with associate members doing pretty well. The Australia-Netherlands match was disappointing at the R. Premadasa Stadium because, I mean, there is inclement weather here in Sri Lanka. We're not sure. It just starts raining around 6:30 now in the evening, and we had the Pakistan game against the Irish also abandoned. So second game abandoned. Sometimes on hindsight, I wonder whether the organizers might even think of playing the games a little bit earlier. Wait and see. We don't know what the weather patterns are. It's becoming very unpredictable. And remember, in the women's World Cup championship as well, all the matches that were hosted here in Sri Lanka was unfortunately in the month of October, of course, was spoiled due to rain. Let's hope, because February is not a month of monsoon. We sincerely hope Mother Nature will be kind to us, isn't it? Because the World Cup gets underway tomorrow. Right, the Canadians played against Nepal, and Nepal have beaten them by 4 wickets. This is a warm-up game, remember? Canada batting first made 161 for 6, and the talented Nepali side got to the target, 162 for 4. And Zimbabwe were given a surprise by Oman. Zimbabwe batting first made 187 for 7 wickets in their allotted 20 overs in their warm-up game. And Oman, unfortunately, 180, sorry, Oman fortunately got to the target, 188 for 6, winning by 4 wickets. Today, there are big games coming up. The under-19 finals of the 50-over ICC World Championship between England and India will get underway today, approximately 1 o'clock Sri Lanka time. So look out for that. We also have the Italians playing against the United Arab Emirates in a warm-up game, and India A will take on Namibia. So that's our cricket roundup for today. I sincerely hope that you did enjoy our presentation as much as Lakit and I did enjoy bringing all the news that you need to know today on cricket. Look forward to your company tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, congratulations to Smriti Mandana and the Royal Challengers Bangalore for being crowned as the undisputed champions of WIPL for the year 2026. Smriti winning the orange cap as the best batter, the highest run scorer of 377 runs. Sophie Devine, the purple cap, 17 wickets as a bowler. And she also won, the New Zealander won the player of the tournament. So congratulations to all these individuals and for all the players who are very good, competitive, and let's sincerely hope that women's cricket grows from strength to strength. Well, that's it from me, and Lakit, have a blessed day. Spin your record for your listening pleasure.